Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Joined by a great friend from Carrum, Hugo. How are you going, Hughes?
Good, thanks.
Today we'll talk about some interesting things, and Dad will also get to ask Hugo and I some questions. Firstly, we'll start off with a little story about Paul, one of the guys from the caravan park. He was out surfing just the other day, and he went to duck dive under a wave, and he saw a dolphin swimming right at him. So he opened his eyes, and they were 2 metres away from him, so he was a bit scared that they were going to smash him in the head, but then two went to either side of him and one went straight under. So that was interesting, and I reckon that would have been a good experience for Paul. But Paul and his family, he's got 4 kids, Reese, Zach, Jake and Skye. They're flying home today, so we just said goodbye to them and we had a good time with them. And now Hugo's here, so plenty to do with Hugo. All right? On Thursday, Hugo, you arrived at Lennox Head. How was the plane ride from Melbourne to Ballina, and were you excited to see the Ridgeways?
I was very excited, and the plane ride was 30 minutes quicker because the wind was pushing the plane from the tail and then pushing us all the way through, and it took, quicker. It was good.
Definitely excited to see you, Hayley, Ross and Farah. That was good, and we've catched up with you over the last couple of days and sleepovers here and sleepovers there, so, yeah. Now I'll hand it over to Dad to ask us a few questions. Enjoy.
Hello, listeners. Dylan, just turn the iPad off. Dylan, tell us about your week of surfing.
It's been pretty scrappy, so we haven't been up to a lot of surfing, but, we went out for a bodyboard the other day, and I had one surf. I went out the back, but that was interesting because it was a bit hard getting over the bigger waves. But I was mainly bodyboarded in the bigger waves in Lennox.
Hugo, are you looking forward to a surf today?
Yes, I can't wait. I've been waiting for the whole week since I've got here, and, it'll be fun.
Dylan, there has recently been a cyclone in Fiji. What has that meant for the waves here at Lennox?
Yesterday the beach was actually closed about 1 o'clock onwards because of the big swells, at least 2 metres big and thick and big heavy waves, and you'd be tumbling for a while in the waves. It's quite dangerous actually, and rips and currents and holes and all sorts of things. It was actually interesting to have a little look, but yeah.
Hugo, tell us about your surfing history. Have you surfed before?
Well, I can say this. I'm not a pro. I've done surfing before, but not that good. Just stood up on the board for about, I don't know, 6 seconds. And then, yeah.
We're about to hit the waves as soon as we finish doing the radio show, so good luck with that. Hugo, we do lots of play in Lake Ainsworth, which is right here at the Caravan Park. Tell us about Lake Ainsworth.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. The water is tea tree water. It's all brown and you can, it's like not cold. It's good temperature. And Dylan saw a snake there near, because there's a little wetland on the side. So we have to stay away from there just in case snake again.
Dylan, tell us about the snake in the lake episode.
Well, I didn't actually see it, but there was people playing near the reeds, and we were at about 30 metres, just mucking around, talking, playing on their boards. And then I just see everyone run in, and they're yelling, hurry up, everyone's getting in. So in about 10 more seconds, we're still trying to get in because they're the furthest out. So we're trying to paddle in. Yeah, it's just, it was a bit scary that everyone was saying run in, like, well, you don't know what it's been. You know it's not a shark because it's fresh water. You know it can't be a stingray, but you just had it. You just worried a bit because everyone's running in. So, yeah, we ran in our quickest and paddled in and swam in, and we were all safe. But, yeah, it was pretty scary.
Dylan, this caravan park here at Lennox Head is quite unique because it has a beach and a lake very, very close. Can you explain to the listeners how the beach and lake system works?
Well, you walk out the front and then you've got the beach, and then you walk out the side, and then you've got the lake, and it's surrounded by houses. One side's houses, one side's the beach, one side's the lake, and then the back of it, I think, is all houses as well. So it's quite surrounded, and whatever site you're on, it's kind of like in public, because you have to go through a public road to get to the lake, you have to go through a public road to get to the beach, and you have to go through a public road to get to the houses, so it's kind of all public near the whole caravan park, yeah.
It's very nice to come out of the surf and then to dive straight into a freshwater lake. Dylan, we've been privileged with fresh seafood this week. Tell us about that.
Yes, Tezza and Dad went out. Tezza bought some mud crabs up the other day, which Mum and Dad had, I think, and they from Ballina, and they enjoyed it. And then the other day, Dad and Tezza went fishing and caught 3 flatties. Dad actually bet him in that one, in the fish off, so pretty happy about that. He caught 2, Tezza caught 1, so that flatties were nice. And then last night was a good night. Hughes had some oysters, so how were they? Delicious. It was all fresh, still some ocean in there with some lemon. It was beautiful.
Very good. Hugo, we had Santa in the caravan park last night. Tell us about Santa's visit.
Well, he came in a golf cart with this other guy, and he was handing out icy poles. And we'd come and get icy poles, and then we'd just follow him and run after him. So he threw Mentos the other direction so he could get away. But Dylan and Reese and I we just didn't go for the Mentos. We just kept following him until no kids were there.
And then we got
heaps of Mentos, and then we had a whole bowl full. And then we shared it out to some kids. And, yeah, it was really good.
Dylan, we're off to Yamba tomorrow. What's the surfing plan for Yamba?
Surf twice a day, we usually do. So tomorrow we'll probably arrive there at about 11:30 and then set up in Nana and Pop's driveway, and then go for a surf. So, yeah, we usually go for a surf check before brekkie, have brekkie go out for a surf, come back for lunch, go back for another surf, and then have dinner, and then wake up and go back for another surf. So, yeah, it's usually double surf or one long surf. So, yeah, that's been good. There's a rider mower going past, and that might be a bit loud.
Very busy in this caravan park. Dylan, do you think we will surf Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to surfing Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, because hopefully our family can come and watch us surf on Christmas Day, which will be good. Yeah, it should be good. Hopefully it won't be too busy.
Hugo, we leave tomorrow. What's the rest of your holiday at Lennox going to involve?
Well, we will probably just stay, go to Ballina because there's buffalo markets on tomorrow, and Mum's just crazy for markets. She goes to every market in Lennox. And, yeah, we'll probably just hang around here, go to the beaches, come down to the lake. And, yeah, we might visit you guys up in Evans Head. And, yeah, it'll be good.
We'll think of you at the markets while we're in the surf tomorrow. Enjoy that, Hugo. Dylan, what do you enjoy most about Caravan Park life?
Probably the kids. Heaps of kids and heaps of stories and heaps of fun and new friends. Just, yeah, a lot.
Are there any negatives about Caravan Park life?
Sometimes if you hit someone's caravan or hit someone's car, hide behind someone's car, hide under someone's caravan, which doesn't happen a lot, they'll get a bit angry, but yeah, and it does get a bit hot in the caravan at night after a hot day, and it's, yeah, but it's mostly good.
Hugo, you've had two trips in our caravan now. What do you think about caravan park life?
I don't know, I just love caravans and I just like being in the small space. It, even sometimes it gets a bit hot in here, but it's all right. I don't really care that much. And, yeah.
Hugo had a good sleep here last night, but I think Hugo could sleep up against the tree. He's a good sleeper. What have we got now? Dylan, we're going to do a bit of quick thinking with you. I'll give you a question and you have to give us a quick answer. Ready? Best wave of the trip?
Probably Byron.
Best beach?
Coolangatta.
Best caravan park?
Telebudra.
Best town?
Single Bay.
Best hot chocolate?
Single Bay.
Who's the best surfer in the family?
Sammy.
Oh, Sammy's second best. Okay, back to you, Hugo. We've run. This is the end of our questions. Would you like to say anything to the Radio Caravan listeners?
I would like to say thanks for having me today. And, yeah, thanks for having me.
The Ridgeways are having a fantastic time on their surf safari, and we've still got until the 21st of January. So I hope you continue to follow Dylan's blog and the radio show. And thanks to Mr. Mulcahy for all of his support. And I'll hand it over to Dylan to sign off.
Before we do sign off, there was a... Because the beaches are closed, we were in town yesterday, Museum. We saw a helicopter quite low, quite far out, and it was rescuing someone, but they were just doing a... practice, but it was quite interesting to watch, and we actually found out it was someone actually drowned in New Brighton, which is just on the other side of Byron Bay. So it was quite interesting to watch the helicopter rescue the person. What did you think, Hughes?
Yeah, it was cool. I thought it was real, but then I found out that it was just a practice thing. But yeah, there was jet skis there and people going down on a rope from the helicopter, and it was slow grabbing people. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Had a good week here and looking forward to the rest of good holiday. See you, Dad.
See you, everyone.
See you. You had a good time. Bye.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Come on.
Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.